I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. A measure approved in the state Senate would reduce barriers that discourage victims of harassment in the private sector to come forward. Downers Grove Republican John Curran says one way to do that is to prevent a union representative from representing a victim and the alleged harasser during an investigation.
We heard from victims that they felt silenced, they felt coerced and threatened and intimidated into not coming forward or not cooperating in the employer's disciplinary process. Thus, the harasser remains without any consequence to continue to harass multiple victims.
Part of the measure would prevent the use of non-disclosure agreements as a way to silence a victim. Another provision would give contract employees legal protections against harassment. In other news, potholes and other road problems are the target of a new state house bill. Chase Kavanaugh has more.
Senate Bill 958 would create a statewide website for people to report road issues such as potholes. IDOT could then fix the issue themselves if it's a state road, or forward the information to a county or local government so they can address it. State Senator Dan McConkie is sponsoring the bill and says currently these road issues aren't being reported soon enough. He knows from personal experience.
They go down Interstate 55 from the Chicago area. There's this one spot right near exit 253, a pothole in the far left lane. I've been like, who can I let know about this? Because it's a problem right under a bridge, and the pothole just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
The bill has passed the Senate and awaits action in the House. McConkie says it's very likely to pass and hopes that IDOT can roll out the statewide system by the middle of next year. I'm Chase Kavanaugh.
Southern Illinois University is making another move in its effort to reverse declining enrollment by stationing additional recruiters in Chicago and St. Louis. The Southern Illinoisan reports university officials will add a recruiter in both cities and hire another full-time recruiter to be stationed in Chicago. Associate Chancellor Jennifer DeHamers notes out-of-state institutions increased their presence in Illinois, upping the competition for students. She says the additional recruiters will help SIU be more competitive. DeHamers says the university won't ignore the Southern Illinois population and will continue to have Carbondale-based staff visit the area and Central Illinois. Enrollment at the Carbondale campus dropped to under 13,000 students this fall semester. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Jennifer Fuller. Two colleges and the SIU School of Law hosted a conference this week aimed at discussing school safety. Social work professor Hussein Solomon says parents need to be not passive when talking about children about life, including violence that they may see inside and outside school. Meanwhile, school administrators like Gorville Superintendent Steve Webb also spoke about the importance of parents and school staff understanding a 21st century child. That helps prevent things like school shootings. Teachers say the conference reaffirmed knowledge on school safety. They say they're continuing their work to keep children safe. Meanwhile, the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services has opened a new simulation center to provide hands-on training for workers. Governor J.B. Pritzker, who toured the facility, says it helps expose caseworkers and investigators to potential scenarios they may face in the field.
People who are don't want to let you in, people who do let you in, and then you find there are more people in the home than you expected. Sometimes you're surrounded by people who may not want you there. So it's very important that we have simulations like this.
More than 600 DCFS workers have already been trained at a second simulation center located in Springfield. Eastern Illinois University has launched a program that aims to encourage student training to be teachers to consider looking for employment in rural communities. Doug Bauer, the Dean of Education at EIU, says the program is called Teacher Corps. The program hopes to increase enrollment as well as teachers. I'm Jennifer Fuller.